I want to tell you about a podcast you should check out. It's called Understood Explains. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. The latest season of Understood Explains covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. As a parent myself of a child who's had an IEP since kindergarten and he's now a 10th grader, I know how confusing, overwhelming, frustrating, sometimes daunting the whole process can be. I checked out an episode of Understood Explains called The Difference Between IEPs and 504 Plans. And what I love about it is how easily Juliana explains everything. She answers common questions that probably every parent or caregiver has. She dispels myths and is concise and to the point. To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. And there's a direct link in the show notes if you need it. This is your Kick-Ass Life Podcast, episode number 116.
This is the Your Kick-Ass Life Podcast with Andrea Owen, a no BS guide to self-help and badassery. Because ladies, let's face it, life's too short for it to not kick ass. And here's your host, the girl who serves it up straight with a side of crazy, Andrea Owen.
Hey there, ass kickers. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm ecstatic that you are here. And before I get into the content, I wanted to tell you a couple of things. You may remember a few weeks ago, I recommended a book and said that I was going to recommend books that I thought that were really great. And one, an obvious one that probably many of you are going to be like, yep, already read it, or because you've heard me talk about it so much in my work and on the podcast, is one of Brené Brown's books. And it's actually the second book that she ever wrote. And it's called The Gifts of Imperfection. And I love this book. It's actually a shorter read. It's not really, really long, as some self-help books can get really heavy and long. And this one is not that at all. And what I love about this book is that she gets into what she calls the 10 guideposts for wholehearted living. And I will let you look at that book if that's something that you're interested in. But just a quick tidbit. I'm about, 90% sure that I'm going to teach a class next year in 2017, where it's going to be kind of like part book club, part journaling class, part community amazing thing that doesn't have a name yet, but it's going to be on this book. That's how much I love this book and how much it's changed my life. So we will link up to that in the show notes if you are interested in checking it out if you haven't already. And I just wanted to also let you know, you may have heard me talk over the last few months about the one-on-one private work that I do with women. And I currently do what's called The Daring Way, and that is based on Brené Brown's work. Excuse me, had a little voice crack there. Based on her work. And it's amazing, and it's transformational, to say the least. And all of that information, if you're interested in reading more about the private work that I do with women, it's at yourkickasslife.com/coaching. And it's very specific around vulnerability and courage and showing up in your life in a values-based way and really taking a good look at fear and shame. We jump in the deep end in this work. So I am currently taking people to start in December of this year. I have a wait list. So if you are interested in hopping on the phone with me to see if it's a good fit for you, I do ask that you go and read about it first. And then let's see if it's a good fit. And there's a couple of ways to work with me by doing that. And you can read all about it on that page. So also, I wanted to just kind of give you this is something new I'm doing on the podcast. The podcast is just growing up over here. But I wanted just to give you kind of a sneak peek of what we have next week. I have a return guest coming next week. I'm really excited to bring you back. One of my friend and colleague, Amy Pearson, is back. And here's a quick clip of what we're going to be talking about.
And so what happens, though, when you are spending your time sort of obsessed with whether or not you're being validated, or on the other side of that coin, whether or not someone is going to judge you or leave you out or reject you, most what happens is you end up creating a life that doesn't fit you. Mm-hmm. And so you end up surrounding yourself with people who do not and not, that don't get you, or you end up working in a job where, you know, it's not, you feel like you're swimming upstream. And this is, by the way, why a lot of us feel like a fraud is because, you know, we're acting like a fraud in our lives.
Oh yeah.
Fun stuff, right? Okay. So here we go into today's content. And this one is called 6 Reasons You're Afraid and What to Actually Do About It. Because the thing is, everyone has fear. I don't care if you've led a completely charmed life or you've had the emotional shit kicked out of you time and time again, whether you have self-confidence, whether you're Miss America, whether you're a college student, doesn't matter. We all have fear. And let me break down for you. What I want to do is kind of break down for you the most common things people are afraid of. And I've left out things like spiders and zombies and the dark, because this is mostly about like the being part. You already know that coming to this podcast. And I just, you know, just to add, zombies are a completely valid thing to be afraid of. Okay, so here we go. Fear of failure. Fear of not making the team. Fear of not getting that promotion. Fear of your marriage falling apart and getting a divorce. Fear of being rejected when you ask someone out on a date. So instead, because all of those are really, really scary, instead we just don't try at all. We sit on the sidelines of our life and watch everyone else doing things we want to do and convince ourselves that they must have some kind of secret sauce, or maybe they have like an immunity to hurt, or perhaps they're just fearless, like you keep hearing about and seeing all these memes on Pinterest. So the bottom line is a lot of times you feel alone in those fears. What is also really valid and I see is really common that I don't think gets talked about as often is the fear of success. Maybe fear of being in the limelight, having to sustain your success if you've had a little bit or a lot of it, and fear of having to keep moving forward, to keep taking those steps up the ladder. Fear of shining too bright and making other people uncomfortable. Fear of showing off. So again, sometimes if you have that fear, you might play small to avoid feeling any of that. Another fear is the fear of other people's judgments, their opinions, their criticism, their words, their opposition, their breathing, whatever. We do care what other people think of us. We do. And it's like, it's again, it's the... It's that absolute that drives me crazy when we see, like, just don't ever care what other people think of you. Don't take things personally. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that I truly believe that no one out there literally gives zero fucks, which we see a lot. But the real fear, I think a lot of time, is the just plain old the fear of the haters, the fear of the critics.
There's definitely been times in my life where my paycheck ran out before I got paid again, and I wish I could have accessed my next paycheck a few days before I was due to get it. Well, what if I told you that can happen with Earnin? Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. You can use Earnin for anything you need to, therapy visits, rent, or even extra self-help books. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Noise under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. Noise under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/noise, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/noise to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/noise.
For instance, our parents might think we're crazy for leaving our crap marriage, or our friends might tell us starting our own business might be too hard. And then those anonymous people on the internet can be really, really mean, right? So let's play it safe. Let's not risk criticism from anyone. If we don't do anything risky or big or creative, then we don't have to risk that at all. Other people's judgments, opinions, criticism, words, whatever. Another fear is the fear of the unknown, the fear of uncertainty, fear of change. Sounds scary, right? What I've come to learn about this one is that pretty much everything in life is unknown. I know. I was a little bit upset when I kind of had to come to that truth as well. But there are no guarantees ever. You could get hit by a bus tomorrow. I hate to say it, but you could. So we try our damnedest to control this unknown. We play safe in order to get some crumbs from the unknown, right? Here's another really common one. Fear of feeling your feelings. And I'm pretty sure I'm an expert here because I've used every vice to numb my feelings known to man, except gambling. I never really got into gambling. It's a good thing, right? It's been several years now that I've made an honest effort to let all of those vices go and actually feel my feelings. And I will be the first to tell you, it can be downright scary. So I get it. It can be big things or little things that get thrown our way. And instead of actually dealing with it and facing it and processing it, we eat, drink, shop, too much time on the internet, obsess on something else until we think it kind of goes away, right? And the truth is, unfortunately, it never does. And here's the last fear that I'm going to mention. The fear of confrontation, and I hate the word, I think the word confrontation kind of gets a bad rap because when I hear the word confrontation, I think of like arguing and just, you know, and fighting. But more specifically, the fear of awkward conversations, the fear of conflict. And I think that there's a huge difference between, you know, quote unquote confrontation slash conflict and uncomfortable, awkward conversations. And any of that I mentioned, I don't think are ever easy. And I'm sure that we all know that family, or maybe we are in one, that will not talk about the giant elephant or elephants in the room. Or the manager at work that will not have that conversation with your coworker, and that coworker totally sucks at their job. The big problem is that when those conversations are avoided, it prevents you from setting boundaries that need to be in place. And when those boundaries are not set and in place, you end up pissed off and resentful. So, in a nutshell, the thing that all of these fears have in common, no matter what they are, in order to get past them, is they require action. And sometimes they require massive action. All the people that are killing it out there in their careers, in their relationships, with their goals, their only secret is that they got their asses, they got off their asses and did something. They actually did a lot of something. And the excuses and stories that come out of your mouth are just that, excuses and stories. They got off their ass and did the hard thing, like set a boundary. They did the hard thing, like going after that promotion, and risked failure, risked getting turned down. So the truth is, if you have something big that you want to do, or maybe it's a lot of little things that you want to tweak in order to change your life to actually feel happier, but you keep convincing yourself your excuses are valid, I challenge you to stop complaining about your situation if you are refusing to take action on it. I'm asking 30 days, okay? So the challenge is that you're not allowed to utter one complaint about your sucky job, about your asshole partner, or whatever the fuck it is that you refuse to take action on because you're afraid. Because my friends, think about the alternative. Stay in your situation that sucks, don't take action, and look out long term, say 5 or 10 years. In 5 or 10 years from now, think about how you're going to feel if things are exactly the same and the way you don't want them to be. Still, 5, 10, 20 years. Maybe you need to deal with some stuff with a therapist. And by the way, that's taking massive action right there. Or maybe it's as simple as you need to get off your ass and make things happen. You are the only one that knows. You listening to this right now might be thinking, oh, I think she's probably talking about that one thing that I need to do. And I'm not saying that some of your excuses, you know, some of your excuses probably are very valid. But that doesn't mean it's okay for you to accept unhappiness and for you to accept mediocrity and just to settle. And if you're kind of like, well, that's just how I'm going to do it, then that's your life. That's your choice. But the bottom line, I think, and what I want you to walk away with is just to take the challenge of not complaining for 30 days on stuff in your life that you're unhappy about, that you are absolutely unwilling to take action on. Having that hard conversation, making the phone call, writing the letter to go after that promotion, finally looking for a new job, asking that person out on a date, all of those things. All right? So that's all I got for you. And looking forward to seeing you next week as I bring Amy Pearson on for another fabulous interview over here on the podcast. And until next time, Ass Kickers, I will see you out in cyberspace. Bye-bye.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.